Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Chav Ches, second to last daf here in the Masechta. We are in the middle of Chav Zayin and Mabez, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, about middle of the wide lines, across from Tosfos, Tafuach Piyad, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, who was the Talmud of Rav, and then when Rav died, became a Talmud of Shmuel. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, called Miskasha Al Meso Yoser Midai. Whoever is Miskasha, someone who finds difficulty, someone who mourns for his mace more than what is considered normal, al mace acher hu bocha, rachman al islam, that will lead to more bechia, terrible. So a person has to accept the fate of man, accept that misa is part of the human condition, and act in such a way also. It's a very strong lashon, al mace acher hu bocha. The Ritva says, because if we don't stop mourning after the usual time of mourning, it's as if we're arguing with Hashem. Says the Ritva, Pirish, Shenira kimis onein al hadayon, vikore tagar, ulafichach pinkaso niftachas, the fun of the holich. Right, if a person is, Rahman al-Islam, not accepting of the din, eventually, obviously there's a mourning period, but afterwards, if he still doesn't mourn, so it's as if he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't deserve this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, really? Let's see what you deserve. Let's see what Midas HaDin has to say. And none of us can stand up to Midas HaDin. And therefore, that's what the Ritva says, the fichach pinkaso niftachas lefanav, if we don't stop. And therefore, we have to make sure to accept the din. They say when Reb Chaim was nervous about the topic of Misa, he was osek in Hilchas Tumas Hames, Tumas Ohel. If you look in Reb Chaim, the Grach al Rambam, more than any other set of halachas, on Hilchas Tefila, there's like two pieces. On Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah, there's two pieces. And on everything has one or two pieces, or three pieces. On Hilchas Tumas Hames, he has about 10 pieces. Ten ma'amarim, they say that's what he was osek in as he got older, to calm himself. So al-meis achar, that was about himself. This is about a different meis. Ha-meskashi, yosemidai, al-meis achar hu govim. Again, even though misa is the ultimate in chok, the ultimate in we can't understand it, but that is a part of what we accept as human beings. Ha-hi itza, tahavis b'shivuvuse d'Rav Huna. There was a woman who was in Rav Huna's neighborhood. Havila Shiva Banei. She had seven sons. Meis Chad Minayhu. One of them died. Havis Kabachia B'seirasa Alei. And she was mourning more than normal. Again, the Mefarshim point out that mourning for a child is more. It could be more than anyone else. Rachman al-Islam. And it could be a situation where one can never get over it. But not getting over it does not mean that one is not going ahead with their life. Means there's still, this is talking about a case where a woman was still in a mourning period for, it doesn't say exactly how long, but for more. You say Rasa. Shalach la Rav Huna, lo tevti hachi. Rav Huna says, don't do that. Lo, I have to get on with your life. Lo ashka chabe, she did not listen to him. Shalach la, he sends to her then. He tzaisis mutav. If you listen, that would be great, but vilo, but if not, then terrible things. Tzaviz avdasa lidach. Prepare the zavdasa, that means the tachrichin. Right, liidach, the shrouds for another son. Miss, and another son died. Umisa kulu, Rachman al Islam, and they all passed away. Lasov Dharmala, Tamur Zevdasal and Afsheikh, Bamisa, and she couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it, and eventually Rav Huna says it's going to lead to terrible tragedy with you, and she eventually passed away. So again, there's certain levels, the halacha. The halacha takes into account the human condition. It does. That's why there's a concept of Shiva and Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh. And the halacha tries to take the emotions that we have and channel them in the appropriate way, with the appropriate response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what halacha does. The halacha does not try to squash, right? It's a little more difficult in the cases that we mentioned, that if there's shiva broken by shloshim, broken by a yantif, so that's a little more difficult. That's not natural. But we have to realize that's an extreme, exceptional case, but the system has a certain standard, and therefore, because it just happened to be this way, but that's not the normal way, but there's also a chiyuv of simchas yantif. And the halacha understands, even though, one might not be able to feel it, but the Torah wouldn't be able to demand opposite feelings at the same time. Simchas yantif and avela. So one of them has to cancel the other one. But in a regular case, where there are no exceptions, so we have the regular reactions to what halacha has to say. Vayter, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Al tivku la meis v'al tanudu lo. Right, do not cry Val tanudulo, and don't shake about it. Al tifkulu meis yoser midai. Val tanudulo yoser mikashir. Right, it shouldn't be more than the shir. Haketzad, what's the shir? Shlosh yamim lebechi, 3 days for the emotional crying. V'shiva lehesped, 7 for eulogies. Talking about the mace, v'shloshim legiyot lotisparas, then 30 days for a non-parent, for haircuts and freshly laundered clothes. Mikan ve'elach, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, iatem rachmanim bo yosem imeni. After that, Hashem says, I also am a rachman, and this is what I decided to do, and this is what I think is needs to be done. So we have to stop at that point and be accepting of the din. If you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri writes on this halacha la'olam, and this is a classic Me'iri where he summarizes a couple of agadic sources on the daf. La'olam yaharher adam ba'atzmo yom hamisa. Person should always think about themselves. V'inyano kidei sheyidag v'yafash space b'maisav v'yavin lachriso. We have to take every experience and think about ourselves, not think about God. Right, what was his fault? Rachmana l'tzlan, chas v'shalom. We have to think about ourselves. V'dash Rabbi Hoseinu Zal, what it says today on Amud Beis, v'chai yitein alibo, dvarim shal misa. Put on our hearts, the yispeid, yispedune, v'levai, yalvune, whoever does things to the niftar will have done to him. V'kol shekein b'roso, and then he quotes another point, which obviously we'll get to, but he says we have to use this to think about ourselves. We have to think about what message we could take and put into our own lives. The challenge that Achronim deal with in this line. What does it say? 3 days for Hesped, 7 days for 3 days for Bechi, 7 days for Hesped, and for Gias and Tesporus. So what about the pasuk in the beginning of Chayasara? Avram Avinu comes lispod l'sara v'liv kosa. Seems to be out of order. Right here it says, first are the days of Bechi, and then the days of Hesped. But there, lispod l'sara, v'liv kosa, Hesped before Bechi. So, two answers given by the Mefarshim, and again, there are more, but the two answers. One from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Drash Moshe, l'chora tamua, ha-Bechi kodem Hesped, as it says in Moed Kandach of Zayin Mabes. Right, our Gemara, why did Avram Avinu switch the order? V'tzarech lomar, ki hesped pirusho, l'daber b'shvach ha-niftar. What is hesped? Talking about the great attributes of the niftar. Shemizeyis o'eru livkos u'lahorid ma'os. Because that will cause people to be inspired, wow, by this person's life, come to tears, and realize who this person was. V'lachein b'dar kasher, and therefore, that's what a hesped is for. So by a dar kasher, by a dar, a generation which knows, ain't sarch la'orer b'divrei shevach. You don't have to focus on that right away. Shahyadiyah ba'atzma, shahatzadik meis, kvar yodim, shuhefzid gadul bochen alav. Just the fact that the person died is enough, because the generation is on such a level that they realize, you know, what this is about. V'rak achar, but only after 3 days where they think that it's enough. They think that, okay, we've cried enough, then you start giving hespedim. Start giving more evaluation of the niftar, and then they say, wow, we better keep feeling this. Aval bedar b'malkam shal b'nei ches, but in the time of Avram Avinu, the dar of b'nei ches. She'ein yodim ma'alas atzadig, where they didn't know anything about Sarah Yemenu, they didn't realize who she was, they didn't realize her gavlus, so then you need hesped right away. That's it right away, to make sure that they know what is who this person was. Sheyadu af b'nei ches, hefsid agadol, so they realize it too, and only then, nis oru livkos. That is Rav Moshe, in terms of why the order was switched by Chayasar. Number one. Number two, the other idea I wanted to mention is from the Netziv in the Hemek Dover. The Netziv's difference is Derech ha'olam tchila levkos beino levein atzmo v'achach lehesped barabim. The derech is to cry amongst oneself, right? It's a personal, emotional outpouring. V'achar kach, and then to be masped to the rabim. As it says in Yeshayahu, he quotes, v'yikra Hashem levechi ulemispeid. But Avram Avinu came mimakom rachok. He came from far away. Mishum shay Avram Avinu mimakom rachok l'sham. Right, he came. Avram Rashi quotes that he came from Beersheva all the way to Hebron. Ubein kovako niskapsu hamonam savavavayis. And by the time he got there, everybody was already waiting for the funeral. Everybody was waiting for Avram Avinu, right? The relatives are coming from Chutz La'aretz. But it wasn't Chutz La'aretz here, it was Be'er Sheva. But, so they were waiting for him. And it says in Sanhedrin that they waited for Avram to come. Usually there's the personal Bechi, and then You have the Levaya. But here, right when Avraham Avinu came, everybody was waiting already. That's why they had to switch the order. Switch the order. Another pshat I once heard was that maybe Hesped is more of the, as we've said, the intellectual evaluation, and that was more needed. Similar to what Moshe says. The generation needed that. Sara Imenu was a national figure. Wasn't just a personal, private citizen. And that's why the Hesped must be first, and the Bechi is even muted. Right, that's what we know. There's a little letter in Velifkosa in the Torah. They say that it's even muted because this is all about Sara Imenu and what she meant to Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bichu vacho laholech. The pasuk continues there in Yirmiyahu. Cry for the holech. Who is the holech? Amar Rav Yehuda laholech bila. I'm sorry, I forgot. Actually, let's read this and then we'll. Mention it. The one who doesn't have any children. That's the one who will cry for that person. Rav Shua ben Levi, lo azla be'avla, el lamanda azla below bani. Rav Shua ben Levi generally did not pay a shiva call, what we call, because he was busy learning, Torasa umnaso. He didn't waste a second, except for someone who did not have children. Then he went. Dechsiv b'chu b'chol laholech, ki lo yashuv od. Cry for the holech, because he will not return. V'raz erez moladato. That's referring to someone who didn't have a child, because that person will not have somebody walking in his place, carrying on the torch of his family. Stop there for a minute before we get to the next drasha on this pasuk. There is an important Radvaz. The Radvaz, and he lived in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the Radvaz, Tav Kuf Pei Hei, 985. Tshuva, Sheila, Ad Echad Migdoli Adar, Shemes Lo Ben, Rahman al-Islan, one of the Gdoli Adar who lost a child, Velo Horid Alav Dima Achas. Didn't even cry one tear. He tried to be so strong in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeira, didn't even cry one tear. Imzu Mida Tova Olo. Is that an ultimate ideal that we should be shooting for? Ask the questioner to the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, Tshuva, Zumi the Ra'a. No, this is not an ideal. More al Koshi Halev vi al Roet Chunas Anefesh. Vi Midas Azarius. How can you not cry? How can a person not cry in this case? Midas Azarius. Vu Derech HaFilosofim. Ha'omrim ki ze ha'olam ha'kolu ma'ise tatuim. Ve'hema ma'havel me'hevel yamatu. It's like the philosophers that say, oh, life is meaningless anyway. What's the point? No relationship with the divine. So somebody's here. They have a couple of years to play. Then they die. Right? That's what it says. That's what it sounds like. V'zichronam mishle efer to'eva yivchar bohem v'lakach al yiftucha chata shalohem. Don't be seduced by them. Aval anachnu makabli ha'torah yishlon l'hamin v'ladas. But we acceptors of the Torah believe ki ha'olam hazeh inyan nechbad ma'od l'mistafchim imenu karaui. This world, olam hazeh, is a wonderful world to those who partake of it appropriately. And those who behave well. Ubo in it. Adam olam haba. The hisharus hanefesh. Through this world is how we gain olam haba. Kihu nikra olam hamase. Ein in yanav. It's not appropriate to say this world is nothing. Lahavil for the word hevel. It's not appropriate. I have to focus on my actions. As David HaMelech said, and to cry. And we should cry when there's someone who, a relative, someone who's close to us, left this world, because they are no longer in the Olam HaMaisa, the Olam of earning to be close to Hashem. V'kol shekin ha'adam kasher, midas chasidim u'nuviyim ha'ashim ma'isahu, u'mora al-taras nafsho, v'achnoz libo, lifnei kono. V'yis onin al-chadav, again, up till a certain point. But like our Gemara says, but not nothing. V'lo l'chinam amar chazal. And not for nothing did chazal say, shlosha lebechi, shiva lemispeid. Right, because it's got to be Shlosh Lebechi. And then he quotes, V'chein Avram Avinu, K'siv Be'elis Polos Arav Aliv Kosa. Doesn't focus on the order there. He just quotes Bechi. V'chein B'Yakov Avinu, V'chein B'David HaMelech, V'rabim Ka'ela Ein Mispar. Mikol Makam, Mirad L'Skashas Bo Yosem Yidai. Okay, but that's the Radvaz. Very important. Shuva, if you want to see it again, Tav Kuf Pei Hei, in terms of proper reaction to, for the reaction to Misa. Okay, six lines up for the bottom. Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna has a different shot to this pasuk. What does it mean that someone who is holich and we cry for them? Says Shavar Avera Shana, but someone who does an Avera and repeats the Avera. So we cry for that person because they're not coming back. What do you mean? Rav Huna L'taimei, Dam Rav Huna, Kivin Shavar Adam Avera Vishana Bahutrolo. Person does an Avera and Rachman L'Islan and he repeats it, it becomes mutter. So the Gemara, it becomes mutter. What? It turns into a mitzvah. If I do an aver once, I'm no longer commanded. So Elaima, no, naasis lo keheter. It appears like a mitzvah. It feels like a mitzvah to him. Ezra Chaim Shmulevitz, why don't we just clarify this in the first place? Why does the Gemara have to say naasis lo keheter? Heter mamish to ask a question and then give an answer. Says the Sichas Musar, it always pikes our curiosity more when we ask a kasha. If we just make a statement, okay, it doesn't catch our eye as much. You do an Avera twice, you know what? You're going to think that it's mutter. Right? So, no. We could have just said that, but then we wouldn't have picked up on the line so much. No. If you do an Avera twice, it becomes a mitzvah. What? Right? So, when we're excited, we're like, this is problematic, this line. So, then it makes us focus. That's what he says. He says, why did he say, El Gamzu Eitzahi, Shal Yada Yishma HaShomeya, Divrei Chazal. Right? You should say sometimes, like the Rambam says, Milchas Talmud Torah. Sometimes a Rebbe should say something wild. Right? They get the Talmidim, you know, what? What did you say? How can you say such a... I get him excited, and then explain. That's the Sichas Musar in Maimor Tzadi Zion, in the new editions. Right? So that's Nasis Lo Kehet. Fine. Four lines up at the bottom. Amar Rebbe Levi. Avel shlosha yamim rishonim yiretz atzmo ki lecherem unachas lo bein shtei ketefav. During the first three days after a person loses a relative, they should feel the sword. Should feel the sword on them. Because midas hadin is stretched out on that family. Mishlosha vat shiva, from day three to day seven, ki ilu unachas lo kenegdo bekeren zavis. It's not on the person, but it's in the same room. It's in the corner, in the other corner of the room, leaning against the wall. Mikan ve'elach, kilo overis kenegdo bashuk. After that, at least up until shloshim yom, let's say, or your base chodesh, then it's in the vicinity. It's the sword is out, passing them in the shuk, but it's not the same. And then after 12 months, the sword goes back into the sheath. And there is no more midas hadin there. Tosfos says, how long does it go to? Banim Tosfos, ad yud beis chodesh. 12 months. V'hachi isa bi Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Kol shiva hacher v'shlufa ad shloshim yirofefes la'achar yud beis chodesh yichozeres l'tara. After 12 months, it goes back to its sheath. V'lamadar adome. And what's the mashal? According to Yerushalmi right here, l'kipa shalavanim. It's like a pile of stones. Kivan shenizdazeya. Achas mehem nizdazeya kulam. Imagine you have a big pile of rocks and you pulled one out from the middle. What happens? All the other rocks start sliding down. Avalanche. Right? That's what happens because every rock is connected. So if one rock from the family gets removed, so then already all the rocks are in danger of falling. Right? Until a couple of days later when you see that they've each found their new spot and it's not going to fall. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. And then he quotes Argamara, Ubashas Didanami, even in the Bavli. You have a line in Mesech HaShabbos. Echen Melachim Shemeis, Yidagu Kola Achen. One of the brothers dies from the family, all the brothers have to be nervous. Right? That's the Yerushalmi right here. It's the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. There's one other line though that Tosfos doesn't quote. That's in this Yerushalmi. And this line is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos doesn't quote it. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a minute, in Shin Tzadi Dalet. But it says the Yerushalmi. Dem Rabbi Yochanan, Chol Shiva Acher Shalufa Ad Shalosh Yom Yerofefes. L'Acher Shem Asar Chodesh, Hi Chozeres L'Tara, L'Amad Redome, L'Kipa Shalavanim, Kivish Nesroeh, Achad Miyem Nesroeh Kulan. Amar Ablazer, right, the Yerushalmi calls her Balazar Ablazer, leaves out the first Aleph. Amar Ablazer, Im nolad ben zachar ba'osa mishpacha, nisrapis kolosa mishpacha. If they have a son that year, if there's a son born during the time of Avelis, then the whole is a refuah, right? No more. The whole thing is, the whole sword is put away. Nothing more to talk about. So that's whenever there's a child born. If a son is born, literally. But if there's a birth born during Avelis, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi. That it's something very special, and there's a refuah. There's a refuah for the entire family. This is Shin Tzadi Dalet Sif Dalet. Right, it just quotes this Yerushalmi. Quotes the whole Rekosh Lo Shem Yom Yeravakilu Cherim Unachas Lo Bing Tefav V'Chulu. And this Yerushalmi is quoted. Okay, we continue. Bottom line. This is going back to the Mishnah that we had about proper behavior of a Levaya on Chol HaMoed. Remember, that's what this parak is about. What we're allowed to do, right, even though we think this parak is about Avelus, but it's really about Chol HaMoed. The first Mishnah, Elu Megalchen B'moed. Elu Mechabsin B'moed. Second Mishnah was Elu, right, the next one, Daf Yutes. Right, we had Elu on the bottom. Sorry, the Yudchesim Abeis. Elu Kosvin B'moed. Right, everything you're allowed to do. And then we got into, what do you do with Moed and Avelus? Then we got into all the Hilchas Avelus. But it's about Chol HaMoed and Avelus. So, the Mishnah had said that we don't leave an Isha's kever, Isha's aron in the street because of coven. Well, it says the Gemara, Amri Nahar Doi, Lo Shanu Elachaya. This is only a woman who had a baby. She's a Yoledes, and that woman might have stuff coming out of her, and therefore it's not covered for her. Aval Shar Noshim Anichim, but other women, we don't have to worry about. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Shar Noshim, Shar Hanoshim, even other women. Dechsiv, but Thomas Shah Miriam Vati Kaver Sham Samach LaMisa Kvura, right? Samach right. If as soon as Misa, then there is a Kvura. This sounds like a Takef. Doesn't say the word Takef. The Gemara Brachas, if you remember, has the three Takefs, or maybe the four Takef L'Smicha Shchita and Takef L'Netila Bracha. You bench right away, right? There's a couple of Takefs. This one's not there. It's not a Takef because it's not always immediate. Sometimes there's Misa and then you delay it. L'Kavod Ames for a relative to come, for a tzibur to come. Samach lemisak fur, but it's samach as close as you can. V'yamer b'lazer, af Miriam b'neshika mesa. Once we're talking about Miriam, Miriam died with a kiss of Hashem b'neshika mesa. As yasham shami Moshe, zeir shav going down for Moshe Rabbeinu umepnei malo nemar ba al pi Hashem. And so why doesn't it say al pi Hashem like it said by Moshe? Mepnei shekinaya davar laomro. Not appropriate for it to say that regarding a female, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu was not a human anyway, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. But still, regarding a Miriam Hanavia, so it doesn't. It's still gonna. It's inappropriate to use that lashon. Amar Rabbi Ami, Lama Nisvach Parshas Misas Miriam LaParshas Paraduma. Why is the death of Miriam quoted in Chukas? Right. What's the Smichas Apsukim? One might say we've mentioned in the past that Parshas Chukas. Right, without anybody knowing, there's 38 blackout years there. The beginning of Chukas starts off with Zos Chukas HaTorah. Right, what was the previous section? Korach. Korach, that was year two. That was year two. And then we have Parshas Chukas, and all of a sudden Miriam dies. Right, what happened? There's 38 years there. Miriam dies in year 40. So Parshas Chukas skips 38 years. Right, and the only thing we know from that, what is the Torah put into those 38 years? Zos Chukas HaTorah. Right, the parsha of Tumas Meis and Paraduma, and that's what we mentioned. Rav Soloveitchik has an article where he discusses, because that's what they were dealing with these 38 years. They were dealing with the chok of Misa, right? All the people from the Midbar that weren't going to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael were dying there. That's why Kodesh Baruch had to give them the messages of Tumas Meis there. But Miriam is put right there, the death of Miriam. So why is death of Miriam put right there? The parsha is Paraduma. Lomar lecha ma Paraduma mechaperes. To teach me, just like Paraduma is Mechaper, so too the death of Tzadikim, or Tzidkanios, are Mechaper as well. Amar Belazar, similarly, Lama Nisbacha Misas Aharon, Lebigde Kahuna. Why is the death of Aharon put next to the Bigde Kahuna? Mag Bigde Kahuna Mechaper, Af Misasun Shal Tzadikim Mechaperes. So too, just like Bigde Kahuna are Mechaper, the Gemara in Tzvachim says that each of the Begadim is Mechaper for a different Avera. Right, the Ktones and the Mechnasayim and the Tzitz, right, all of them are Mechaper for something else, right, the end of the ninth parak, I think, before Tamin Nishrat. So to the Misa of Tzadikim. Stop there for a minute. We mentioned in Parshas here a few months ago, a Klei Yakar, Parshas Chukas. The Klei Yakar notes that there are four Chazals. There are four things that are Mechaper. Four, besides Yom Kippur, specifically. But the Klei Yakar in Parshas Chukas says there are four, he quotes, this is a classic darshan, taking all drushes and putting them together. Number one, Misas Bnei, the Gemara says that the Misas Bnei Aaron is put right next to Yom Kippur. Acherei Moshe Bnei Aaron. To tell me, right, just that the death of the Bnei Aaron are Mechaper, or right, the Misas Sadikim, but next to Yom Kippur. That's Smichas Miriam Laparaduma, right here. Smichas Misas Aaron, Lebeite Kahuna HaMechaprim. And Smichas Misas Aaron l'shviras haluchos. Right, that's in Dvarim Perek Yud. So we have the death of tzaddikim next to four events. The death of tzaddikim is put next to four events that are mechaper. What four events? Yom Kippur, Paraduma, Big Day Kahuna, and Shviras Haluchos. Lomar Shakasha, Mitzvah Tzaddikim, Kishviras Haluchos. Mitzvah Tzaddikim is compared to all four. So what are they? Says the Klei Yakar, Lefisha called Tzaddik, Yagia, Lebnei Doro, Dalin, Mini, Toelas. A Tzaddik brings four benefits to his generation. And when he leaves, in all these four, they're compared to one of these events, when he leaves, one of them is lost. Ha'echadu, number one, Shekala Olam Nizon Bischusa. The whole world is Nisparnes. The whole world is supported financially in his chus. Like Chazal say, right, Bishop Chanina Bini, Kol Olam Nizon Bishop Chanina Bini. K'moshe B'yaron Nebarchas Vayechi. And therefore, that's it's like a mother who nurses the child, gives sustenance to the child. So to the tzaddik brings sustenance to the world. Miriam, so that is smichas misasa leparaduma im ema egal habalatakein kilkul bana. Like Chazal say, the mother takes care of the child. Right, the mother comes to clean up the child. So a mother and a child paraduma. Right, because coming to fix the Egel HaZahav, right, that's number one, that the Tzaddik comes to sustain the world. Number two, a Tzaddik teaches them. Tzaddik teaches them, you know, what to do. That's Shviras HaLuchos. Right, there's no more teaching from the Luchos. Number three, Shebizchuso, in his Luchos we are protected. Number one was that he gives us sustenance. Number two, in the schus of the tzaddik, he protects us from cold, like a beged. Like a beged that protects us. That's Big Day Kahuna. That's number three. And number four, it's mechaper. Per se, a tzaddik's existence is mechaper in his life and in his death, and that is Yom Kippur. That is Yom Kippur, the connection. Those are the four parallels to Misa Tzaddikim. We have two of them are right here. Two of them are Moed Kan Daf Ches. Right, the which two? The Big Day Kahuna and the Para Aduma. Okay. The Anaf Yosef says, I'm sorry, we'll get that later. Tanur Rabbanan, second wide line. Mace pitom zuhi misa chatufa. If somebody dies suddenly, that is a misa chatufa. What's chatufa? Grabbed. Right, he wasn't ever sick, he was just grabbed by Hashem. Chala yomechad v'mace, if he was sick for a day, zuhi misa dechufa. That's not as extreme, but a misa dechufa. Right, misa that he's pulled, or pushed, but not as extreme as chatufa. Tosfos does not know what lamaisa I need to know this for. Tosfos says, "Lamai nafkamina." I don't know. Says Tosfos. Lo yadana maishna hu uminale. Right? Why is it said? Other opponents say maybe it's to daven to Hashem, or that this doesn't happen. All right. Others might say like sometimes it's if somebody goes right away, you know, they're not in pain. There's always a good way, a positive way to look at things. That's true. No suffering. But to give a person time to put his life in order, so to speak, as we say, Yaakov Avinu davened for it. Yaakov Avinu davened to be sick, the Pirkei Dovah Lazar says. Right, he was the first person to be sick, so we know from Parshas Vayechi. But in any case, that's the Gemara. Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel Omer Zui Misa Magefa. If it's sick for one day, this is a Misa of a plague. Shneamar Ben Adam. Hineni Lokeach Mimcha Es Machmari Necha Magefa. Right, Hashem tells Yechezkel that his wife is going to die. I'm going to take your wife in a magefa. Fixiv ba'adaber la'am ba'boker, v'tamasishti ba'erev. So see, it was the next day. Next day, they're sick for one day, and that's called magefa. Shnei yamim v'meisu himisa dechuya. If a person is sick for 2 days, that's called a dechuya death. Gimel ga'ara. Arba'a nezifa. All different lashonos are being pushed aside. Chamisha zuhimisas kol adam. But if it's five minimum, so then that's not considered anything unusual. Am Rabbi Chanin, Maikra, how do you know 5 days? By Moshe Rabbeinu. Hein karbu yamecha lamus, your days are coming close. Hein is cha, that's one. Karbu is trey, plural, it's two, that's three altogether. Yamecha trey, another two. Ha chamisha. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu is told 5 days. Hein chad, how do you know hein is one? Shekein b'lashon yivani, karon la'achas hein. Right, that's one. Even though the Ritva points out, not exactly the same good makar because Moshe didn't get sick. We're talking about if somebody's sick for 5 days and then dies. But still, there was a warning of 5 days. There was a warning of 5 days. That's right. The Ritva points out Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life was perfect. in terms of his physical qualities. The Niralo, the Chola, my time, but there's a parallel here. Says Rifa, Chola, why 5 days? Hashem also gave Moshe pnai, gave him time. So it's a parallel, even though he wasn't sick. Fine. Meis b'chamishim shana. Somebody dies at age 50. Zui misas kares. Rachmanu litzlan. Right? This is kares. How do we know that's, again, and the Rishonim already point out, it's not always, it could be kares, but it could also be for other reasons, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind, right? There are tzaddikim, the Rishonim point out, that sometimes die at 50, right? So it's not 100% clear, but it could be. 50 years, that is what we should, but the anafkamina could be after we pass this stage. We could give HaKara satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we misas kares. How do we know misas kares? So the Ran says that, well, gvuros is shmonim shana. Right? So 80, the first 20 years though, we're not judged from Bezun Shalmala. Right? As the Gemara says in Shabbos Peites, that Yitzchak Avinu, when he was debating with Hashem, first 20 years, right, there's only his own Shem B'dei Shamayim. So the first 20 years are out. So there's 60 years left. So the halfway point between those 60 years, that's 20 plus 30, that's why it's 50. Right, it's 50, that's the halfway point during the years of a gibor, of somebody hopefully over gvuros, that kares is when it is when it's cut off. That's misas kares. Chamishu mushtayim shana, 52. Zui misas o shal Shmuel Haramasi. That's Shmuel, Shmuel Anav, he died at 52. Shmuel Haramasi. Shishim, zui misa b'dei shamayim. 60 is misa b'dei shamayim. Tosfos here quotes other gersaos, that 60 is misas kal adam. Right, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's appropriate. Not Misa B'dei Shemayim. Or maybe that's what Misa B'dei Shemayim means. It doesn't really mean what we usually call Misa B'dei Shemayim as a punishment, but it's Misa at the hands of heaven in contrast to a Misa which is unusual that, you know, was taken before its time. So Misa B'dei Shemayim here might not mean what it usually means. Amar Marzucha Maikra, how do I know? Dechsev Tavo Bekelach Eli Kever. Come Bekelach. Kevach means at a mature, when the grain is in its mature state, but it can mean when a person is in its mature state. Bekelach Begematria Shisin Have. Right? Kelach is Gematria 60. That's how you know. Shivim Seva. It says in Pirkei Avos, Shivim is Seva, Shmonim is Gvuros, as we just mentioned. Tachsiv, Yimeshin Oseinu Bahim Shivim Shana, Vim Begvuros Shmonim Shana. Amar Rabba, that was up till 50. Michamisha Vaachishim Shana, Zui Midas Kares. 50 to 60, he thinks it's Kares. Vaidu Lachashaluhu Mishim Kfodo Shal Shmuel Haramasi. They don't want to say that because that was Shmuel died at 52. Rav Yosef, Kiavi Bar Shisin, Avalu Yomotavalu Rabbanan. When Rav Yosef turned 60, he made a yantif, made a party. Amar Nafki Limi Kares. Right, I have left the stage of Karis. Nafkili mi Karis. Amalei Abaya. Need to nafkili mar mi Karis tishani. Because the yomi mi nafik mar. You've left the Karis of years. But you can also be cut down in the middle of one's life, like we said before, chatufa and tehuya. Amalei nekol lecham yapalga biyadach. What do you mean? Let me give hakaris a tofu for what I got. You know, so I don't know what it's going to be, says Rav Yosef. But at least for what I got, I could give hakaris a tofu for that. And the Achronim quotes. So in the some of the Gedolei Adar used to make parties. Used to make parties. The Lekha Yosher quotes from the Shumas Hadeshen. The Shumas Hadeshen made a Siyam Masechta every day after he turned 60. Every day, the Ben Ishchai said it's Roy Sheyulbash Beged Chadash. It's right to wear a new Beged on your birthday and make a Shechianu on the Beged and have in mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me another year. Chavin Gamal Shnosa L'Chavod Yom Zeh. That's the Ben Ishchai. In Parshas Re'eh. Weiter. Rav Huna, basically we should try to have a karas hatov. Right, have a karas hatov on a birthday should be used as a day of not of just partying, but a day of cheshbon hanefesh and a day of thinking what I'm doing in my life. Rav Huna noach nafshe, when Rav Huna died, pitom, havit kadaini, daigi rabbanon. The rabbanon were worried. What was it? Rav Huna. Tana luhu zuka de mahadiev. But a pair from this place taught them. Lo shanu el shlo igia legvuros. Av legia legvuros ui misas ashika. If it was already 80, then an immediate sudden death is not a negative. Amar Rava. Rava makes the following statement, which all the Rishonim get into the act. What does this mean? Chayi bani umizoni lo beschusa talya milsa el bamazla talya milsa. Life, years, how long one lives, children, and parnasa are not dependent on your zechuyos. They're dependent on your mazel. What does that mean? We don't believe in that. Says the Meiri, this is against everything we believe in. Doesn't answer the question. Meiri just says, it's wrong. Meiri says, how can you say that? What? Schaiva Onesh? What, it's only totally on Mazel? So the Ran says, oh, Machlokes Gemaras, this Gemara holds Yesh Mazel Yisrael. But we Paskin ain't Mazel Yisrael. At least the Miran tries to say it's a Machlokes. The Meiri just says, no. Meiri says, what are you talking about? But we'll see what else is discussed. The Ran and the Ritva says maybe it means Mazel is also involved. That's the best answer, right? Without saying that it's a machlokes, or it means it's not totally only on Zchus, meaning it's also totally on Mazel. What does that mean? There are some things also out of our control. No matter how much we do in life, there are some things out of our control. That's what the Gemara mean. But Mazel tell you Milsa, right? And sometimes Rachman al Islam, we know certain people who have a very hard life. And they're tzaddikim, and they're amazing. So that's called b'matzah talia milsa. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a plan, and we don't understand it. But that's mazel here might not mean Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the mazalos. We have to remember that too. Right? Mazel doesn't mean out of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's dominion. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu mazel talia milsa. That's what it means. Daha, Rabbi Rav Chisda. But what's a riot to all of this? Rabbi Rav Chisda, Travai Rabban and Tzadiki, happy, they were both great Tzadikim. Mar Masli Vasi Mitra. They both davened and were able to bring the rain. Rav Chisda, Chaya Tishin Vatartin Shnin. And Rav Chisda was able to live 92 years. Rabba, Chaya Bonj. And he only lived 40. But they're both the same. And Bei Rav Chisda, Shisin Ilule. Rav Chisda's family celebrated 60 weddings. They are Rabba, Shisin Tichle. And by the house of Rabba, they had 60 tragedies. Bei Rav Chisda smida lekalbi velo misbi. Right, Rav Chisda always had plenty of bread, even to give to the dogs, and they had so much they wouldn't even eat it. Bei Rabba nama desari leinshiv velo mishtachach. They had barley bread and it wasn't enough. Meaning, so some people just have a hard life, and there's no reason for it except the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Right, that's what it means. B'mazal tal yemelsa. V'yomar Rava hani tlas mili boi kamishmaya tarti yavuli chadelo yavili. Rava says these three things I asked. I asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Two out of three, I was given an answer. Chuch Masai de Rav Huna, v'utre de Rav Chisda v'yavuli. I asked for the wisdom of Rav Huna and the riches of Rav Chisda. I davened. And they gave it to me, meaning I wanted to have the wisdom to learn Torah and the riches to be comfortable enough to learn Torah. An v'sanuse de Rav Bar Rav Huna v'lo yavuli. I asked for the anava of Rav Bar Rav Huna, they didn't give that to me. Right, the Marsha here says, what do you ask for anava? How does that work? He asked for siyata d'shmaya in trying to be an anav. But he still could not reach that level. Rav Saorim. There was a Rav Saorim. Achua de Rava Have. He was a brother. Yosef Kame de Rava. Chaziet de Have Kominamnim. He saw that he was Menamnim. What does that mean? He was in and out of life and death. Right? He was on the deathbed. Amarle Lemele Mar de Lo Litzaron. Lemele Mar. What does that mean? Lemele Mar. Let Rava says to Rav Saorim, tell. You see the Malacham Avos here? Tell him not to make it too painful. He was on the level of seeing the Malacham Avos. Amalei Mar, Lav Shishbinehu? Aren't you like a good friend of his? You've seen the Malacham Avos a couple times in your life. There are different stories of the Amoraim. What are you asking me for? You know, you should take care of it. Amalei Kiven de Imser Mazalo Ashechbi. You know, it's kind of like, once it's about you, you can't help yourself. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, a Chavish cannot get himself out of a Beiso Asurin. Somebody else has to daven for that person. I can't do it myself. Amalei Lischazi Li Mar. Okay, I'll make you a deal. After death, could you please come back to me and tell me how it was in a dream? So he said, fine. He appeared to him after in a dream. Amarle Havile Lamar Tsara. Did you have pain? Was it painful? Amarle Ki Rivda Tekusilta. It's like the prick of a needle during bloodletting. Meaning I felt something, a little tiny prick, but it was not so painful. Rava Havi Yosef Kamidur of Nachman, Chazi to Kamanamnam, same thing. Amarle Lemele Mardalit Saron. Can you please put in a good word to the Malacham Avos? Amarle Mar Lavadam Chashavu. You're not the Chashav. What are you asking me for? Amarle Man de Chashav, Man Safin, Man Rakia. Who's Chashav in this state? Right? Everybody's in the same state in front of the Malacham Avos. Right? Who is Safin? Who is special? Man Rakia. Right? What is that? Right? The Rashi on the side, the Aruch says, Miyachol his Pashetu his Gaber. Who can be strong? Amalei, Lizchazi Leimar, can you please come back and tell me how it was? Ischazi Le, yes. Amalei, Havilei Laman Sara? Amalei, Kimishlo Benisa Michalba. It was like taking a hair out of milk. It wasn't painful at all. Ve'i, Amalei, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Zilba, Hu Alma, Kadhavis? But if Hashem ever tells me, go back to that world that you were in, Lo Be'ina, Denafish Be'atuse. I won't. I was too scared beforehand. The experience itself, he says, was not painful. But beforehand, I was too scared to what was going to be. The Beis Yosef here, very important discussion in Yaradeya, Kuf Ayin Tes, discusses, is this a violation of Nichush? This is a violation of a Nichush, of Doresh El Hamesim? The Rambam seems to think so. The Rambam in Hilchus Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says in Yud Aleph Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Klolo Shel Davar, Kol Ha'ose Maisa, Kedesha Yavo Hames Viodio Loke. If you do anything to try to get a mace to talk to you, you get Malkus. That's the Isser of Doresh El Hamesim. That's the Rambam. The Beis Yosef, though, says, what do you do with Moed Katan Chafches? What do you do? It doesn't sound like these people did anything wrong. What do you do with all of these? So says the Beis Yosef, maybe there's a difference between asking the guf to come back and asking the neshama to come back. Maybe there's a difference. What was the problem with Shaul HaMelech by the witch of Ein Dor? What was the problem sometimes? Because there you wanted the whole guf to come back even. That's or somebody who goes to a cemetery to try to... So, but here, in a dream, maybe that's a difference. Maybe to have the neshama to come back in a dream, right? We want Eliyahu Navi to come back, right? Every seder and every bris. His neshama is coming back. So that is what the Beis Yosef says. But the Beis Yosef says, Pasha is mutter from these stories. Seems to be mutter from these stories. He doesn't even quote this Rambam. But he quotes a questioner who said to him, I'm sorry, he quotes the Rambam at the beginning. I'm sorry, I missed it. He quotes a questioner at the beginning. Then he quotes the Reim, or Blasemi Metz, that somebody is allowed to make somebody swear, somebody who's sick, and says, swear to me that you're going to come back to me la'achar misa. So is that mutter or not? So he says, based on all these gemaras, seems to be mutter. It's not a problem of Doresh El Hamesim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar Avikalcha b'truma. Amazing stories. Rebbe Elazar was in the middle of eating truma. Is chazile. The Malach HaMavis comes to him and says, it's time. Amar lei, truma gachilna. Can't you see I'm eating truma? We'll have kod shikri. Could you please not take me now? I'm eating truma. Can't become tamei. So chofale shayte. Okay, he left. Left. That was it. End of story. Rav Sheshes is chazile b'shuka. Rav Sheshes once saw the Malach HaMavis in the shuk. Amar lei, b'shuka ke behema. What, like an animal? I'm just going to die in the marketplace? Could you please? You please going to leave? Isa lebagabe besa. So yeah, he waited till he got home. Waited till he got home, and we took him then. Rav Ashi is chazi lebeshuka amarle israch litzlasin yomim ve'yahadri letamudoi. The second amora that we've had in Shas that said this. Could you please come back in a month? I just want to chazer damrisu because people say. Ashrei mi shavolakan v'tamudu b'yado. Praises the one who comes here to Olam Haba and has his Talmud in his hands. So I just want to chazer for a month. Yes? Thank you. Great. So he comes back a month later. The Marsha, we mentioned this in the past in Babasra Daf Yud, where this comes up, says this means notebooks. Talmudu b'yado. The notes that we take are coming with us to Olam Haba. Talmudu b'yado. B'yom tlasin on day 30, Asa. He came back on day 30. He wasn't late. Amar le maikuli hai. What are you rushing me for? Kadachke, what are you rushing me for? You know, what was the machlokas between the Malach HaMavis and Rav Ashi? Mixing Yom Kukula. Right? Day 30. Right? He says, give me a break. I still have the rest of the day. So the Malach HaMavis says, ah, come on. Kadachke ragle de Barnasan. Barnasan is supposed to take over be the Rosh Yeshiva. They machlo, dogaz v'chaverta, filu kamali nima. You know, he's supposed to be the next leader, so it's time. I can't delay anymore. Asked the Ben Yoyada, but didn't he ready to delay a month? So Malach HaMavis said, no, he knew he would say this. He came a month early. So that's why it was not delay. Rav Chisda, lo avi yachalei, lo avi shasik, pumei mi migirsa. Malach HaMavis couldn't get to Rav Chisda because he was busy learning. He didn't stop for a second. Like we had at the Gemara in Shabbos, daf lamed with David HaMelech. And again, nowadays, some people die when they're learning. Right, but it means their learning was they had a fire around them when they're learning. So Salag Yasib Ba'arz of the Beirav. So obviously the Malach HaMavis always has these strategies. He goes up and sits on the roof. Paka Arz of Ishasik, he broke off a branch. Rav Chizda was quiet for a minute, the Yachalei, and he was able to take him. Rav Chia lo avi matzi l'mikrevele. Rav Chia also, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get close to him. Yom Achad idmi le'ka'anya. He appeared like a poor person. Asa tarfa baba. He appeared that they knocked on his door. Amarle, afikli rifta, please give me some bread. Afikale, so he sent, Rifkia sent out a servant to bring out bread for him. Amarle, blavkam rachim mara anya. Oh, so the Malach HaMavis like screams from the doorway. You have rachmanis on a poor person. Ahu gavra, amaylo kam rachim mar. Look who I am. Have some rachmanis on me, I'm just doing my job. Goli Lane revealed to him who he really was. Achvi leishuta denura, he showed him a pillar of fire, so he knew he was the Malach HaMavis, Rashi says, Amsile nafshe. So Rav Chiya says, you know, okay, I guess it's time. He was at home, he wasn't in the shuk, he was already chazan his learning, period. Okay, a little bit more. Noshim b'moed ma'anos avalo metapchos. Back to Inyani Chalamoed. What type of hespedim, not hespedim, or behavior is done at a levaya? Women on Chalamoed are ma'anos. They do ma'ani, right? We'll see what that is. Some type of clapping. Avalo metapchos. But they are not mitapeach. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, hasmuchos lamita mitapchos. Those who are close to the mita can be mitapeach, even. Right? That's banging on their legs. Brashei chadashim mechanik uvapurim, manos umitapchos. Rosh chodesh chanik and purim are even less, though. There, they are ma'anin umitapeach, right? They could do both. But zeo bezo lo makonenos. But on both, they do not, they're not makonate, which is a certain type of responsive song that we will discuss. Interesting here. What impression do you get from the Mishnah in terms of a velus on Purim? What impression do you get? Like it's more mekel. So machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah, right? Does an avel go to the Megillah? Right. What is a velus on Purim? So machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah. The Rush discusses it right here. What type of it definitely counts for a day of Shiva. Question is, does he observe regular Shiva? Dvarim Shiva Faresi, Dvarim Shiva Tzina. Important question. Nikvar Ameis, lo ma'anos lo matapchos. But once the kfura takes place on a chalamoid, nothing more is done. Ezeo inui, what does inui mean? Shekulan onos ka'achas. That's answering all at once. Kina, what's Makona knows? Shachas medaberes, shekulan onos achareha. That's responsive. That's a more emotional type of prayer, and that's why it is only allowed on weekdays and non-chalamoid. Shenemar v'lameina b'doseichem nei v'isha ruusa kina avalasi lovo. But in the future, hu omer bilam avas lanetzach amach Hashem lakim dimo me'al kol panim v'gomer, the pasuk that we say at the end of any hesped, says it on kfaris. That's how Moed Katan ends. Moed Katan wants to end on a high. It's all about avelus. So it ends on a high. There should be no more death in the world. Tosva says that Moed Katan is the end of Seder Moed. Tosfos has a different order. Tosfos must have had Chagiga before Moed Katan, and therefore Moed, we want to end Seder Moed on a high. And Tosfos says this also explains why the first mission Yevamis is about death. Right? How can it be about death? Right? Somebody dies, and so it's because it's connected to Moed Katan. That's Tosfos. Right? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos has Moed Katan before Chagiga. So he has to give a different connection between the end of Chagiga and the beginning of Yevamis. But that is an important Tosfos on top that we want to end Bechi Tov. Oh, there's one more section. My Amron, what do the women say? So just examples of a couple of statements. Amar Rav, Vai la Azla, Vai la Chavila, woe to those who left. Woe to those who went through Chevle Mavis, went through the travails of death. Amar Rava, Nashi the Shechnitziv Amran. These women of Shechnitziv always talked in riddles, but always as a prayer, or as a prayer, as a hesped. Amran Hachi, Vaila Azla Vaila Chavila. They used to say that. Good. The Amar Rava, Nashi the Shechnitziv Amran. Good Garma Mikacha. What does that mean? Rashi explains all of these, but obviously there's depth to each one of these. The teeth have fallen out from the mouth. Vinamti Mail Antichi, and water has gone back into the Antichi. What does that mean? Rashi says, water has gone back to where it came from. Gone back to above. What does that mean? Ein mayim ela Torah, one of the Achronim say. So the Torah has gone back to its creator. Torah has gone back. V'yama Rava, Nashi deshichnitziv Amran. Ato fachasi ture. You large mountains, cover yourself up. To bar rami bar raver vehu. This was a great man. Right, has gone up even above the mountains. V'yama Rava, Nashi deshichnitziv Amran. Shiyule itstala demilsa. Right, ask for a fancy cloak. To this free person who his shrouds have been finished, meaning this person is nothing. Somebody help bury him, right? He doesn't have anything to get buried in. Rahit v'nafil amabra v'yizufte yasif. This person ran and fell on the bridge, meaning he ran. He did a lot of great panos in his life, but then he fell v'yizufte yasif, and he had to borrow money, right? Even if somebody's rich out there towards the end of one's life. Right, loba moso yikachako. Right, he doesn't. Now he doesn't have anything, even to bury himself. V'yamar, and he might just mean like even at the end of life, we don't take it with us. V'yamar Rava, nashi deshikunziv Amran, achana tagri, my brothers, merchants, azavzagi mivdeku. Right, your pocketbooks will be checked. Meaning, you gotta be honest in life. V'yamai Rava, last one. Nashi the Shiflisiv Amran, Mosa Kimosa Umarin Chibula. Mosa Kimosa, a person dies, right? Everybody dies. Oh, meth, death is death. Umarin Chibule, what does that mean? We'll stop with this. Umarin Chibule, Rashi says, Ha Isurin Hein Babayas. The Isurin are in the house. Says the Maharaz Chayes, that makes no sense. What does that mean? A person dies and the Isurin are in the house. Says the Maharaz Chayes, it's two mistakes in the Rashi. Two toes so fair. Two toes so fair. It should be Yisurin. Yisurin, not Isurin. It should be Yisurin. The pain, right, that is Hain. It shouldn't be Babayitz. It should be Hain Ribis. Should be ribis. That is the interest. Everybody that already dies. The Yisurin that one goes through, that's, so to speak, the interest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes more than a person deserves. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay them back. Right? The Yisurin are a special connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has upstairs with a person. Okay, I'll have to stop here by Tanya. Bishop, tomorrow we finish up. Meseches Mar Katan, a lot to talk about in the last couple of lines. And then we'll get into Meseches Chagiga. Okay, we'll stop here.